The man who ran former President Trump's inaugural fund has been charged with acting as an agent of a foreign government. Tom Barrack was arrested yesterday. Federal prosecutors say he used his access to the White House to help the United Arab Emirates. Barrack is the latest member of Trump's orbit to be indicted with federal crimes. And so let's bring in NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Celeste.
It looks like the thrust of this investigation was looking at the time period between April 2016, before Donald Trump was president, to 2018. What interested prosecutors in Tom Barrack?
Basically, he's a person who's been close to President Trump, former President Trump, for decades now. They met doing a real estate deal in New York. But Barrack has remained pretty close as a friend to Trump over the years. He spoke at the 2016 political convention for Trump and was kind of an emissary for the candidate, then President Trump. And he got on prosecutors' radar, apparently because of some communications he had with a foreign government, the United Arab Emirates, and people tied to the UAE during the campaign, and that persisted into Trump's presidency. Basically, prosecutors say Barrack exploited his close ties to the White House to try to win favors and favorable treatment for this foreign government without registering those activities with the U.S. Justice Department as is required by law.
It looks like he's charged with 7 counts. In addition to what we've already talked about, acting as an agent of a foreign government, what else is he charged with?
Yeah, he's charged with obstructing justice and lying to the FBI when the FBI came knocking on his door in 2019. The Justice Department said he lied about his ties to the UAE and some other activities. He basically, the Justice Department says, was inserting words in speeches of then-candidate Donald Trump to favor the UAE. He asked the UAE for a wish list for what it wanted during the Trump presidency. And he went on television and wrote op-eds that basically spouted talking points favorable to this foreign government, all according to the indictment.
Prosecutors say included is this comment that it looks like it's a betrayal of the former president. What do we know about whether or not there were connections or anyone in the Trump administration knew about what Barrack was doing?
There's no evidence of that in the court papers themselves, Celeste, but there is some correspondence dating back to 2016 that seems to indicate then-campaign chairman Paul Manafort was somewhat familiar with some of Barrack's activities. Of course, former President Trump is not charged with any wrongdoing in this case, nor is anyone else who was in the White House during that time. These charges focus on Barrack, one of his employees at his investment firm, and another foreign national who allegedly lied to the FBI about these activities.
And prosecutors have called Barrack a serious flight risk. Where is Barrack now?
Barrack is now locked up in Los Angeles in federal custody while he awaits a longer bail hearing. Prosecutors in Brooklyn are the ones who are going to pursue this case, and they called him a flight risk in part because he's extremely wealthy, has access to private planes, and ties close ties to countries with no extradition treaties to the U.S., places like the UAE and Lebanon, where he is a citizen.
And what about the other two men who were charged? Where are they?
Grimes is also locked up alongside Barrack. He and Barrack both pleaded not guilty yesterday afternoon or early evening in Los Angeles, but they're going to remain in custody until a judge determines otherwise. And the third man, Rashid al-Malik, is in foreign hands and is not available to the Justice Department at this time.
That's NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.